This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm your host, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, you gave me the cue. We're recording at my home.
Yeah.
There's no Marika here today to give us the big...
She refuses to work with you.
the big high sign that we're ready to go. You gave me a false sign.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And you started talking. And
I started talking and then I held it. So if somebody is out there thinking, I don't know, that hello and welcome sounded a little weird, it's because I went, and then I had to hold it until you gave me the second go-ahead.
Consummate professional,
so like,
Tom.
And hello.
Tom, let me take the opportunity to apologize.
To present me with an award.
Well, you know, that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I'd like to apologize for screwing up the cue. It wasn't enough that I spent almost an hour in traffic driving to your home to do this. Set up my computer in your
home.
There's
no way that many people were trying to get to my house, that there was an hour's worth of traffic.
I think you misunderstood.
I'd be hearing the bell ringing. Ding dong.
You don't have
I have a buzzer. I don't have a
buzzer.
I wish it went ding dong and say it goes,
yeah.
Like I got
to wake you from your stupor. To shake you out of your constant haze.
No,
that
it's
you
actually
exist
kind
in.
Of any time that buzzer has gone off and I've been like asleep, it's the kind of buzzer where it can be quick enough that it's enough to wake me up, but then when I've woken up, I don't know what woke me up.
Yeah. Well, that's
you gotta lay on it.
Lay on the buzzer. If people are planning on coming to Tom's apartment, and what's your address again?
and just coming at any time. Yeah. Preferably while I'm asleep.
Yeah.
At night, early in the morning.
But just remember, hold that buzzer down.
Yeah.
30, 45 seconds just to make
horrible.
Sure that.
Because if anybody does do that, like if somebody buzzes, I just buzz them in. I assume it's like a package I ordered or something.
I mean, granted, you get like 12 packages a day.
They come to the office, though. We've talked about that.
I know, Tom.
But still, if somebody's buzzing, I either think like, oh, it must be something I'm not aware that's coming from me. Or I'm like, they're trying to like deliver somebody else's food. So I'll let them in.
Yeah, I let everybody into my building.
It's easy enough
that's
to
not
get in-
true. But like whenever I buzz somebody in, it's always like UPS.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, like what am I supposed to do? Just
ask
be
them
like,
what the code word is.
Yeah.
What's the UPS code word?
And now they have these Amazon Flex folks, so like they're just guys.
Yeah, it's like Uber drivers, but for deliveries.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do? Give you a hard time? You're just, you got a schedule.
Yeah, you can't complain to your boss. Your boss is your phone.
Yeah,
telling you where to go and when to be there, who to bother.
Man, imagine if someone told you 10 years ago at one point your boss would be a telephone.
Wow.
And I'd be like, maybe a computer, but a telephone.
Right. Well, who's on the other end of that telephone? So you're just telling me my boss is always going to be on the telephone.
Nope. It's the actual phone itself is your boss. And you'd be like, what in the world?
Yeah. You'd be like, well, and I have to talk to him all day? He'd be like, no, get this. If you bought a new phone and it didn't even have a microphone, you wouldn't realize for a while because nobody uses their phones for talking.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all going to be working for the cloud one day?
Yeah, you're either going to work for it or be uploaded to it, buddy.
Ooh, I want both.
I think they'll find a way to make that happen.
I don't want to. I don't want my soul put in a computer. Do I?
No,
do
they're probably going to do that. They're probably going to like upload
like that Johnny
upload
Depp
your
movie.
Yeah, they'll upload your brain and figure out like what it's good for. And then
I don't want them to do this.
They'll be like, this brain's particularly good at like sorting boxes that are 8 inches from boxes that are 9 inches. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have that brain do that for all eternity from now on.
They're gonna capture my soul to do Mechanical Turk work.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what the Matrix is, right?
Pretty much.
Did we just come up with the plot for the Matrix?
They're using
we're going to be rich.
They're using them as batteries in the Matrix, which kind of doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Look, we got a better Matrix. We should call our movies the Better Matrix.
Better Matrix. Matrix 2.
Our bullet time is going to be even faster.
Look, that second Matrix, what was it? Matrix Revolutions?
Sure.
Something.
Reloaded?
Reloaded. They probably never even thought to copyright the name Matrix 2.
Oh, yeah.
So then we put that out. People are like, oh, my, I've been waiting forever. People that didn't hear that they made the other Matrix movies. Because maybe they said a Google alert said for Matrix 2.
Yeah, but then, yeah, that they said like back in 1999.
Yeah, before Google was even a thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are people that you're into computer movies.
Yeah,
you're on
that's
the cutting
true.
Edge.
They're on
yeah.
the cutting edge. So if anybody was going to set up an alert first, it'd be them. Please let me know when The Matrix 2 comes out.
Yeah, and then they'll go, and like immediately we're at a disadvantage because we don't have any of the same characters.
We might.
Can we get Ken Reeves? What's his name?
Keanu Reeves.
Can we get him in the picture, do you think?
If
we tell him it's better than The Matrix.
You know what? Everything
it's a,
always...
We'll be like, Keanu, we have a better idea from this movie. It's like similar, but like different enough, and I think you're going to like it. He'll sit down with us. He'll take a meeting.
From everything I've heard about Keanu Reeves from like the media, he's like one of the nicest guys out there.
Yeah.
So I think it's...
He rides the subway. Maybe we should just keep our eyes peeled on the subway.
He rides a motorcycle, too, like a badass.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a motorcycle bar near your apartment. Maybe we should post up out there. A few hours a week.
I think that it literally is if you were able to just track him down and ask him in person. He's nice enough that he wouldn't say no.
And we'll tell him it's better than The Matrix, and that won't be a lie.
Yeah, and we'll be like, you know what, that career boost you got from The Matrix? Well, imagine that times two.
Yeah. And then the next one times
and that's
three.
Why ours is called The Matrix 2.
Yeah.
It'll times two your career, buddy.
Wow. Of an opportunity like that.
It comes along once in a lifetime.
Do you think we can get Lawrence Fishburne in on this?
Larry?
Well, we can't call him Larry yet. This would be my main motivation is getting him on so we can call him Larry.
No, I don't think he lets you call him Larry even if you're his friend.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's like an adamant, like, don't call me Larry. It's one of those adamant don't call me Larry Lawrence.
Look, I'm a regular don't call me Larry.
But nobody would. Your name's not Lawrence.
Well, you never know.
Tim, I had a rough day yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that. Tom, we're in your apartment. Your air conditioner, is that what that is?
No, it was
your Roomba is going crazy. Okay, sorry, it's very distracting.
It was
Now there's beeping happening every Tom, your apartment.
I know, that's why we normally don't record here, Tim.
Oh my god, there's all sorts of beeps and bloops. There's 100 computers. There's wires everywhere. Are you going to try to put my soul in your computer before I leave?
Look, Tim, I've got a lot of boxes I need that need sorting.
What is going on in here? I'm finally looking at this place with fresh eyes.
You're realizing why my dog's always so tired. She spends most of her day being chased by robots.
Jeez.
Getting woken up by beeps and boops.
Yeah. Short buzzes.
I had a bad day because I went to take my car in for service.
Okay. So you had a bad day.
Service.
Took your car to the man who could service the car.
Let me ask you this. This is an etiquette question, I think.
I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
No, because I don't
Whatever
know.
You did, don't do that again.
I didn't do anything, which could be the problem.
Okay.
So I was like ran a little bit late, went to get my car, parked my car in the street.
You had an appointment?
Had an appointment.
Okay. What time?
Noon.
Okay. Why were you late? Why were you running late?
I think it was the typical me assuming I have more time than I do all day.
Yeah.
And then suddenly being like, oh, shit, I have
At what point in your life are you going to realize that, like, you should leave a 10-minute buffer?
I don't think I'll ever realize it.
It took me, like, 33, 34 years.
Yeah.
But, hey, maybe you're just a late bloomer. Me, I learned that early.
Well, but also, I think, like, for drop-off stuff, I'm kind of like, the appointment's not really, like, that big of a deal.
They have a schedule. These are people with jobs and
When I went to schedule it online, it was the whole day was wide open.
So that doesn't mean that you can play loosey-goosey with their...
No, but I would have been fine if they were like, well, you're late. Like, we have to take the people that are here before you. That I get. That's fine.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. When I went to get my car had been parked in the same place for like a few days and I hadn't moved it or I need to move it. It was absolutely covered in tree sap.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
What the hell? That I had never experienced that happening before. I was like, is this bird piss? Like,
bird piss.
Because there was bird shit all over it, too.
Maybe it was bird piss.
Yeah, right? It makes
Maybe
you think.
Maybe it was.
No, it was too sticky to be bird piss. It was.
Oh, you
it
touched
was,
it thinking that
I
it
had to
have
touch
been...
it. I couldn't get into the car without opening up the handle.
Yikes. You didn't put a handkerchief over your hand?
Damn, I don't wear a handkerchief in my pocket.
Well, maybe this is the kick in the rear you need to start doing that.
You know what? I would like to always carry around a handkerchief, but at the same time, like, that's, you can't go back from that.
Yeah, why would you? It's progress, Tom.
So anyway, I brought my car in. Like, what am I supposed to do
what
in that?
What were you bringing your car
just
in?
Just like maintenance, just service, inspection.
Oh, okay.
Inspection
okay
and
car?
Service,
okay.
Yeah. I agreed to pay a lot of money.
Did you?
$10,000.
Wow, okay. But I bet they do a good job.
$400 for like a all-around service.
You got hosed.
You think?
Yes. What are they doing?
Like everything.
Rotating the tires.
Rotating the tires.
Quote, checking the fluids, refill, you know. Like
refilling the fluids, checking the tires.
They'll tell you anything. Look, you got to do it.
Yeah.
They call you up there like, oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe what this brake pad looks like. We it's like, oh, man, really? Yeah, $800. We got to replace it. It's like, all right. Well,
I haven't gotten
no?
any. I don't think I'm going to get charged anything more except like I told them my windshield wipers don't work. Like the fluid doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it has like a hole in the tank or something.
Yeah.
And they're there was a hole in the motor.
See, they're lying to you.
Not the entire motor of the car. They're going to need a new engine.
No.
But anyway, what is my... Because when I brought it there, pretty much everyone that worked in that place like came to find me to be like, the hell's all over your car?
Because
it was covered and like... Then
were
it,
you like, I think it might be bird piss?
I was like, it might be piss. Not my piss, sir, but... Yeah.
I suggest you guys get some handkerchiefs.
I mean, you guys should definitely be wearing a mask. But like, and then like some guy who's like, yeah, I got all my guys like trying to scrape that stuff off your windshield. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it.
Why didn't you go to a car wash?
Because I was already running late.
Why didn't you just
go
call them?
Wash?
You could, they have phones. You could just be like, hey, we got a piss situation here.
No, it's not piss. It was sap. Tree sap.
You're a sap. they were like, this guy's car is covered in sap. This sap,
I think that's
we can
partially
take
why I agreed to pay for the thing, because I was like already being led to believe that like three men were like sweating trying to get this stuff off my
car. Well, you should have just been like, well, don't get it off.
Hey, I want all that sap back.
Yeah, I'm going to make maple syrup out of it.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to see any of your boys in there licking their fingers. That's my sap.
Yeah. I'm going to boil that down into some syrup when I get home.
Yeah. So hopefully I get the sap. Man, if I went there and they were like, and we took the courtesy of boiling this down to maple syrup for you, then I'd always come back there.
Yeah. And that's like a 15% tip. Well, you don't tip. You don't tip service employees. I know that's your rule.
Wait, do I have to tip these guys?
When they're charging you $400.
That's enough. Enough is enough. I'm not gonna tip anyone.
Enough is enough. You hear that? People in charge.
Yeah,
we've had it. High time that you start listening to us, the little man.
I'm not gonna pay for tree sap that I already owned.
Yeah, that's my. I mean, it's not really your tree sap.
It's my tree sap.
It's public street.
Yeah, but I could drive away with it. Who's gonna take it back? The mayor?
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's gonna drive up in a fleet of SUVs.
That big doof. He's never gonna be able to take it
if
back.
If you saw the mayor,
I've seen the mayor
in real life, and
I've seen him in real life. He's too tall.
Yeah, and if he came to you and was like, "Give me that jar of sap, that city sap," you would be like, "Yes, sir."
I'd throw it at his feet and run.
That guy's like a foot taller than you.
Oh, he's terrifying.
And you don't like anybody. What, 2 inches taller than you?
Like. Yeah, over 2 inches is when it starts getting weird.
He's like
7'4"
or something.
Yeah, he's too tall. He's a big doof, too. Yeah. He'd never be able to catch me, trip over his own legs. Whoa! I've spilt the sap all over me, too.
Oh, man. Tom, if I'd be on your side if the mayor somehow was running after you while you were trying to protect a jar of sap that came off your car. Well, that's friendship.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're good friends, Tom. All right. Here we go, Tom.
Yeah.
It's
you didn't want to talk further off mic with me just now about bird piss.
Just stop saying that.
Well, I thought it was bird shit. I mean, there was a lot of bird shit,
Tom,
too.
Tom, stop saying this.
What's the deal with this bird shit that's like purple? Are they eating berries?
They're probably eating berries, Tom. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Where are they getting these berries from?
Trees.
Yeah, that makes sense. I ate some berries off a tree
somewhat recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom. We're talking about fireworks this week.
Yeah.
Because, baby, you're a firework. You're coming like a wrecking ball. Yeah, fireworks. You shoot them into the sky. Well, not us, the Grouchies. But,
well, not just the Grouchies, and sometimes us.
Yeah. It's summertime in the U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. It's a party in the USA. And we're going to shoot off some fireworks for
Fourth of July.
It's Independence Day.
Big firework holiday.
Welcome to Earth, is what I say.
Do other countries have, like, I mean, we shoot fireworks off for, like, I mean, you can shoot fireworks off for any holiday.
Yeah, or any completed baseball game.
Yeah, but.
Like on a weekend.
Like, finally, we did it.
Yeah.
A full 9 innings.
It takes a long time sometimes.
It's true. Do other countries have... I'm sure they do have, like, big firework holidays. Like, holidays that are, like, yep, that's, like, sure, you can shoot fireworks off during all of these, but, like, this is the one. Because for us, that's 4th of July. It's, like, 4th of July? 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays.
You asked a question and then spoke and then ended up somewhere else. You said, are there... Do other countries have holidays? But then you changed the subject while I was trying to answer, and then you're just like, "All right,
what's
well,
the answer?" You know?
Yeah, Halloween is a big night in
it's not
in Ireland and Canada
for fireworks.
For fireworks,
huh?
Yeah, I was trying to answer your question. as soon as I start talking, you're just like, "Because I like the 4th of July." Oh, Uncle Sam. Oh, I love a parade.
I love a parade.
France,
uh-huh.
Bastille Day.
That makes
sense. Hungary?
No, I'm good.
I'm talking about the country. Hungary. I've been there, you know, Tom. August 20th. It's a national celebration day. I would imagine much like our Independence Day.
It's an Independence Day, or?
I don't know. It's
it just says national celebration. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're celebrating the nation. It's not just like a national everybody celebrate day.
Right.
Celebrate whatever you'd like.
Tom, Japan, mm-hmm. in the summer, fireworks festivals are held almost every day someplace in the country.
Man, it must be nice.
Yeah. There's more than 200 in August alone.
What?
Yeah.
That's more than once a day.
Yeah. Malta. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They just do it all the time, it looks like. Summer. A lot of this tends to be summer, I think.
Is it because...
It's the cure. It's the only known cure of the summertime blues.
Are fireworks more efficient in the summer? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's like people go outside.
Or outside, yeah. Like, you can shoot fireworks off in the winter, but people aren't going to be out there to see it.
Actually, a couple years in a row, Tom, we've been at a party where on New Year's Eve,
yeah,
where we go to Prospect Park mm-hmm. at midnight, and they shoot off fireworks. And it's very cold.
Yeah, the whole time everybody's like, it's so goddamn cold out here.
Yeah, and it's fun for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, look, where do you fall on fireworks?
Wait, pro or against?
Yeah.
I'm pro fireworks. I like fireworks. What's not to like?
Do you want me to go through my list of negatives about fireworks? Are we starting this off too negative?
No, because Tim... I'll tell you this. I'm going to debate you at every turn.
Okay. Let me just get my list up. I don't want you looking at this. look, I'm not anti-fireworks.
You just said you were.
No, it's not what I said. You're twisting my words.
My colleague across the aisle here just said he is against fireworks.
My friend. My friends from across the aisle. All right. Look, fireworks are fine. But there are some negatives that we need to
discuss. They're more than
fine.
All right.
There's an ideal, and I also have an ideal fireworks display schedule.
Oh, is it just like, it's probably like Christmas lights.
No,
like,
shut
not
up.
Not too
just
loud,
shut
not
up.
Too bright.
No, all right. Number one, fireworks scare dogs, Tom. You got dogs going nuts. For what? For what reason? Who's behind this? Big Thunder shirt?
Yeah. I was mentioning this beforehand. My dog does not react to fireworks. My mom's dog does not react, but my dog growing up, he hated fireworks.
Yeah. Dogs freak out. It's like traumatizing.
Yeah.
Anybody with a dog, except for you, I guess, in New York City, it's like 4th of July. They're all just like, I don't know. It's touch and go at home tonight.
Yeah. Well, they don't have patriotic dogs like I do.
Yeah, your dog's your dog's patriotism is verging on nationalism. I've heard some things. I've read some of your dog's pamphlets, Tom. I don't know how she's producing them.
She just wants U.S. for Americans, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to go a little bit further than that. Well, this is an off-mic conversation we should have.
Well, and she's half Mexican, half German herself, so...
Do you want to, make dogs unhappy? Is that your ultimate goal here?
Actually, I would say the solution.
Do you not care about the dogs? It's fine. It's fine. Like if there
put
was something,
words in my mouth.
If someone is like, oh, every time you eat ice cream, a cat gets sad. I'd be like, oh, great, fine. All right, looks like a bunch of cats are gonna be sad because I like ice cream. Like it's fine. But are you just kind of like suck it up, dogs? It's one night.
I would say that it should be limited to like a short window of time in general.
Okay.
Because that is one thing. Here's my theory of fireworks.
Okay.
The more the better. And if you don't have like a lot, who gives a shit? Nobody's ever been impressed by one firework.
Yeah, this is the thing that I don't like about like 4th of July. Specifically, like people get their hands on a couple things and like it's not impressive.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, that make you feel real big lighting off something that shot into the sky.
Yeah.
Why don't you try, I don't know.
Giving birth.
Yeah. Giving birth for once. Or hugging someone in need.
Yeah.
Or just understanding where somebody's coming from.
I would be all for, yeah, that could be just as much fun as watching fireworks.
Yeah.
Or launching fireworks yourself.
Yeah.
One of the most fun things a person can do.
Yeah, understand. Look, it's fulfilling.
Yeah. Launching fireworks? Yeah.
No.
What? No, it's absolutely fulfilling.
Understood.
It's very satisfying.
It's satisifying, like, in a jerk's way. Where it's like, oh, this was fun for me. And this, like, annoying for everybody else. That's the kind of fun you like having, Tom.
More or less.
It's the same thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to fly this drone around.
I would be all for if they were like, look, shoot your fireworks off from 8 till 8:30. You know what? And it's like the purge. It's all legal. Just shoot off whatever you got during those times. But after that, because that is one thing that I don't like. It's at like, 1 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear just like, boop. It's like, why'd you do that? It's 1 o'clock in the morning and you shot one firework?
Yeah, because like you said, just like you, they like to feel powerful.
Look, if somebody had a ton of fireworks and they shot them off at 1 in the morning, sure.
So you're saying you're proposing an 8 to 8:30 window on the 4th of July, Independence Day. What happens 8:32? Death.
Death. Death. That's when the death squads start roaming the streets.
Yeah, and guess what? The way they get you is they put some fireworks right up your butt and then light them and shoot you into the cosmos.
So that they're not considered hypocrites. They just have knives, a lot of knives.
All right.
Very quiet. They don't want to cause a ruckus. But I also think if it was confined to 8 to 8:30, that would mean everybody shooting off their fireworks at once. It would make everything cooler.
Yeah, I guess that's
the more
true.
Fire. Like, do you remember that viral video from a few years ago where, like, I think it was in San Jose, like, accidentally all the fireworks went off at once for,
was
supposed to be, like, a 20-minute long show? Like, the most amazing fireworks show ever. And that's honestly what I would like.
Tom?
Shoot them all off at once.
Let me segue into my second point. Fireworks shows are boring after a little while.
Yeah, so a lot of times they're too long.
Here's what I think. Every, like, community-sanctioned, be it, like, your local government or, like,
your
chamber
local Grucci's.
Of... Who?
Your local Grucci's.
Oh, the Grucci's are in... Man, the Grucci's are really on the take here, man.
What do you mean they're on the take?
You know how much taxpayer... The Grucci's...
Yeah, that's true. They're basically tax-funded.
Yeah, the Grucci's are the world's preeminent fireworks dynasty.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Yeah, I guess the world. They have the world record, yeah.
Yeah, biggest display. Mm-hmm. Biggest car. They drive around in a really big car. It's unrelated to
the
fireworks.
I'm surprised that there isn't, because like fireworks originally came from China, right?
Yeah, Tom. What, did you not do research for this?
I'm surprised that there isn't like a Chinese Grucci family out there that's like, yeah, that's nice, but we've been doing fireworks like for 500 years, and look at this insane...
Let me ask you something, Tom.
What?
What do you have against the Italians?
Where should I start?
All right. They get boring after a while.
I'm just saying the Grucci's have had decades of no competition.
Yeah, but like...
Wouldn't you rather have like two competing families?
No, because then that's when things get stupid. That's when like we have too many fireworks displays. And,
no
like,
way.
Suddenly they've convinced every local government to buy into their feud. And like suddenly like... Our taxes are going up and funding just these two feuding
fireworks.
Yeah, this China versus Italy proxy war fought with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
I don't want this, Tom.
No matter who wins, we lose.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I think. This is how you don't get boring. Mm-hmm. Any kind of community thing where it's like you hear on the radio, like, come out, it's for the fireworks, to, you know, like, you know how the suburbs works.
Yeah, you go to things you hear about on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never been to anything that I've heard about the radio that I haven't really enjoyed. I think the radio is the best place to find out about things.
Exactly. Yeah, so everybody goes to the place.
Throw your TV out the window.
Here's the thing. Fireworks displays, limited to 3 minutes.
Yep.
Minute one. You just shoot off a few nice basic fireworks, but like
make everybody think, oh, this is gonna be a nice normal show.
Like at a moderate pace, just like poof, 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 right? And people are like, hell yeah, They're all circles. They're like, all like medium-sized.
This is what I came for, fireworks.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, and everybody's like, hey, I'm into this.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I haven't seen before, but yeah, I like it.
Minute two, you slow it down a little bit, but you throw in some wild cards, right? Mm-hmm. And that way, if there's like a shape, like you can really appreciate it. If there's two that go off at the same time, but like the two-stage thing that goes like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys... My word, what is going on in this
apartment? I don't know if the microphone would have picked that up. That's just trash being thrown down the trash chute.
But
for whatever reason, the trash chute like seemingly goes through this room.
Yeah.
So that's trash that somebody threw out probably like five stories up. So it really, it was moving by the time it got through here.
So yeah, that's when you do your flashy, like the new innovations in fireworks. Hey, the Grootsies have been working on...
And he play that song, New Sensation.
Yeah, exactly. That's the second minute. Third minute, full minute, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
The finale. And like, that's around minute three, if we're being honest, around minute, like, you know, after a minute and a half of some fireworks, you're like... Cool. Yeah,
ready
cool.
to move on.
Yeah, imagine third minute. It's just that lights up the night sky. Yeah,
the sky's on fire now.
Yeah, and then everybody just goes home. Yeah. Right? Isn't that what you want?
Now
and then back to the Bon Jovi, baby.
Would you want this?
Whoa, we're halfway there. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Whoa.
Would you be happy? With that, where it, like it was all planned out and announced ahead of time, or do you want in that last minute, inexplicably, there's like a microphone being picked up where you hear a guy go, "Mamma mia, all the fireworks, they're all going off at once."
I don't like that portrayal. No, it's one of the
Grootsies. I can't stop it.
I mean, they live on Long Island, Tom.
I can't stop it. It's going off.
Yeah, there you go.
that'll
trick people the first year. I don't know. Even the second year.
Oh, stop it again.
Yeah, the second year, they'll be like, man, what are the odds? 2 years in a row. But
by
the
third
year. We should
have taken more precautions.
All right. Stop with the accent, please, Tom. Do you mind? Number three, Tom. Why fireworks aren't that great. Duds.
No, I like a good dud once in a while.
No.
Then you can go, look at that dud.
Yeah.
And then when everybody looks over, I'm pointing at you.
Yeah, you do that with or without fireworks, Tom.
Yeah, but and it's funnier if they're looking at the sky and they're like, I don't see it. I'm like, look a little closer.
It's me.
Yeah, it's you I'm
Tim,
pointing at.
Your friend.
Yeah.
The only friend you got left.
A real dud. Look at this dud.
The one time, Tom, this is number four.
Or if a real dud goes up, I could say, you think that's a dud? Take a look to my left. And then they look over, and once again, it's you.
Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm?
I'd like to talk to you about something.
Sure, but I hope you have fresh breath when you do it.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's about your general hygiene.
Oh, whoa.
Well, here's the thing, Tom. Uh-huh. The truth is, most of us, I'm looking at you.
Speak for yourself.
Are brushing our teeth wrong. Not for long enough, and forget to change our brush on time.
Yeah.
That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing. But not Quip. You know Quip, Tom?
Yeah.
They've advertised with us before.
Yeah. They make these great little toothbrushes.
Now, what makes them so different, you might ask, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Well, for starters, it's an electric toothbrush that is a fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes while still packing just the right amount of vibrations to help clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer, you know this thing, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Helps you clean. We've used this.
Every 30 seconds, it's
we
like, hey, move it along.
Yeah, it helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes. I think it's important to note that, Tom. With guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Enough of the brushing that side, dummy. Yeah. Move it along.
Next, Quip subscription plans are for your health, not just for your convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule. That's every 3 months for the people that don't know the dentist-recommended schedule.
Well,
for
just, not everybody knows a dentist personally.
Yeah, I know a lot of them. Just so you know, Tom. And that just costs $5, including free shipping worldwide around this great big world of ours, Tom. Mm-hmm. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth.
Yeah, which is hopefully everywhere I go.
And finally, everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List. They were named one of Time's best inventions and is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Plus, they're backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. Tom, Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/guide right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/guide, spelled getquip.com/guide. Bing!
Tim, would you like to know an easy way to save some money?
Heck yeah.
Well, you can lower the interest rate on your credit card debt. I know you've been bad with your credit cards. You've been buying all those Beanie Babies saying that it's fine to buy them on a credit card.
They're great
investments. The price can only go
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
But now you're paying off that interest and you're realizing, oh, I don't know if this is such a great investment.
Well, for now.
Lower your interest rate with a credit card on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees.
That's me, Tom. I have really good credit.
I have very good credit, too. And this is, from what I understand, a good product for nice young men like us.
Yeah.
If you've got good credit, you want to be rewarded for that.
Young men like me.
And listen to
fossils like you.
Listen to how good it can be. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. So you can do a $5,000 loan if you want. You don't have to take out $1 million.
Yeah.
And
seems
you can,
to me they cap it at $100,000, not $1 million.
You can choose your funding date as soon as today. Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/complete. That's lightstream.com/complete. And you can go to that site and you can check out your rate before you even like sign up to anything. It's very
just go check it out.
They got a nice calculator there.
Yeah.
And listen to this. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Tom, enough dud talk.
So we're ending the show?
You're a bully. You're not a nice man. Tom, here's another reason why fireworks aren't that great. One time, a firework...
I love that you're accusing me of being a bully as you read off a list of why fireworks should be outlawed.
I don't think they should be outlawed. I just think they're not so great. Sorry, I don't worship at the altar of the Grouchies, Tom.
But you got mad at me for giving them fun accents.
That wasn't fun. That was offensive.
Are you going to bring... I imagine that this is just like a recycled presentation you bring around to different town halls.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Number four. One time a firework hit my family's station wagon.
Wow, really?
And it dented the hood. It was one that my...
It dented the hood? So it fell?
Yeah, it was like one that like an idiot neighbor shot off.
And it was still shooting, yeah, but now down.
And it came down, and it was like, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Is there anything? Hank. I think it was Hank.
Oh, sounds like a
Hank. This guy called Hank.
It dented. Were you in the station wagon?
No, we were in the backyard. We were having a barbecue.
Yeah.
Trying to have a nice night.
What the hell? That's our station wagon.
I think my dad was like, damn it, Hank.
Damn it, Hank. You and those fireworks. Then he sent you over to lecture.
Yeah.
Tim, go bring him your PowerPoint.
It was four, but yeah. So yeah, like you don't need that. Denting the hoods of people's station wagons.
Yeah.
1986 was a rough year for my family.
that was actually what set us on a bad path.
Yeah.
That caused us to lose the family fortune.
I don't want to talk about it. People in lawn chairs with coolers.
Uh-huh.
That stinks.
Like at the big firework displays?
Yeah, I hate those people. They're always pulling a cooler. They have radios going. It's annoying. I like seeing these
Why
people.
Why do you care about if they've got a cooler or not?
Because they're slobs. These people are freaking slobs. You go to the suburbs, go to a gathering where people bring a lawn chair and they're dragging a cooler. You're just like, hey, get out of here, slobs. I can't believe you're my neighbors. You're my community. It's disgusting. Have a little respect for yourself.
I would... You know what?
Gross.
I don't disagree with you, but I wish I had the confidence to like bring a lawn chair and a cooler to more places. I bet they're having the time of their life.
Probably, but we got to look at it.
Yeah, but who cares?
No.
I bring a lawn chair to the park sometimes, but I don't bring
Do
a
you?
Cooler. Yeah.
I just bought some nice Tommy Bahama chairs for me and my
Oh,
wife.
Perfect. You should, we'll all come out to the park. I'll bring a cooler.
Yeah, you wear them like a backpack. They got a
yeah, that's one I have.
They have cup holders.
Yep,
they're adjustable in ways that I wouldn't have ever thought a chair of that caliber could be adjusted. It's nice. It's a nice thing.
Why they weren't putting backpack straps on these chairs decades ago?
Why the hell aren't they putting backpack straps on everything?
Yeah, sometimes
I'd like to carry anything with a back, even like a TV,
even a backpack,
a television. Like, yeah, I don't need to bring a TV somewhere.
Yeah, but if the straps are behind it, I'm not seeing them while
exactly.
it's up on the
and
wall
then if
anyway.
I got to bring it, if I'm moving or something, you just strap it on your back.
I do sometimes instead bring like a camping chair I have that you probably see me bring camping.
Yeah.
That requires, like, it folds down to nothing. It weighs nothing.
Oh, that chair is goofy, though.
Well, that's the thing.
You
like,
always
when
bring
you
that
set
out
it
when
it
a bunch of us are camping and we're just like, Tom's not going to want to sit in that goofy chair. But he's going to be like, hey, that chair. And like that, all the chairs are kind of the same. So like, I'll just sit in yours.
But I'm telling you, it's very light. But it is like a kind of a hassle to put together because it folds down to nothing, which means like you have to unfold like 24
you
pieces.
You have so many things that are like very small to carry and that could be put together. You have like you have a lot of survival gear here, but not in the way of like a prepper would have. Like it's all just strewn about your. I don't understand your.
I've started putting some of that stuff.
You have this light.
Yeah, I don't know why that's. Oh, that's out because I was recharging it.
That's me turning a crank on a little handheld light here. What do you think's gonna happen? And if it does happen, how is this light gonna help you?
That's out because I was. Recharging it at some point,
but
so I had
why?
To plug it in, so it would be ready, dummy.
For what?
For the apocalypse, for bugging out.
Hmm. All right.
I started
so
putting
much
all
questionable stuff in your home.
I started putting all my camping stuff in one bag that is kind of like a bug out bag.
A bug out bag is when,
like, if the shit hits the fan.
I'm bugging out.
I got my bag. I've
What's in the bag?
I mean, it's just my camping stuff.
So like a
few guns. No, it's
Do you own guns?
I don't own guns.
I thought maybe you own guns.
You keep telling our friends like I think Tom owns guns.
Yeah,
I don't own any guns.
I didn't say like I think. I said I think it's possible that Tom might have a gun or multiple guns.
No, I don't have any guns. They're illegal in New York City. I have no interest in owning a gun. Mm. I like target shooting. But well, I don't like, I would be too uncomfortable owning a gun.
Yeah. Well, upon reading some of your dog's literature, I wouldn't want wouldn't want Ginger with access to any firearms.
Yeah, her thumbs are too small. Do you have other anti-firework?
Yeah. The chemicals poison the water. There's some very harmful chemicals. Like
when they come back down, the barge ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that. They don't just burn up in the atmosphere?
No. No.
What about when they're coming back down?
Well, I mean, also, toxic chemicals shooting them off into the atmosphere and exploding them.
Yeah, the atmosphere.
Still not, it's not like, oh, and then they just fly off into space, not into... Yeah. Look, there's some. I have some concerns. And I'm not saying outlaw. Look, the Grouchies can do what the Grouchies are going to do. But at the same time, let's be mindful of what we're. Hey, I believe the children are our future.
Yeah, it seems like there should be a way to make those
Well, they would be like 100 times. If they're like, hey, these are environmentally friendly fireworks. It's going to be the worst display you've ever been to. Just as good, right? Everybody, the mayor's out there. Hey, we all like this, right? This is, oh, it's totally green. And everybody's like, ah,
boo,
shit.
Give us the dangerous ones.
Yeah. Well, at least those bumbling Italians set them all off in the third minute again for the fourth year in a row.
Tim, don't disparage Italians like that.
Man, I'm not saying all the Italians. I'm saying these particular Italians.
They're not.
Well, you did an offensive
Tim.
Voice. I was
they're,
trying to.
They're from Long Island, Tim.
This is what I do. I always compromise to just try to extend an olive branch.
Yeah,
and then I wind up getting
burned.
But
then often you go too far.
No,
and it's just
I didn't
offensive.
Go
it, you know, buries your point. Have you ever bought fireworks, Tim?
Yeah, I was with you when we bought fireworks.
Oh, the most recent time?
Yeah.
Those weren't like real fireworks.
Those sucked. Those were New York State fireworks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, which are basically just sparklers. Like nothing can actually shoot into the air.
Right.
So there were some things that were like...
They're pretty cool. They stood... You put them on the ground and they shot out...
Yeah.
They shot sparks up into the air.
And like
but
pretty
they
high
themselves,
and a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every one of them, you thought, that'd be a lot neater if it were 100 feet in the air.
Yeah, that's true.
If we do those fireworks again? Because a bunch of us were upstate.
Yeah.
And we went to a stand. We didn't really understand. I think we.
It's right next to a gas station.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know what? I'm like, well, it's crazy. But like. Gas is also flammable.
Right.
So it's not like it's like you put two things that you can't have open flames around
yeah,
next to
each
other.
Yeah, it's probably easier.
Yeah, that makes sense now. At the time we were like, this is so crazy, it's so dangerous. Oh.
Yeah, it's like look, if if the gas station's on fire, that's gonna be enough of a problem.
Yeah. That'd be quite a scene, Tom. That'd be San Jose barge all over again.
Yeah.
Except like an emergency.
Could we have gotten these fireworks, which are like technically sparklers, and gotten like a catapult or like a big slingshot and really made some fun?
Probably.
Like those slingshots, the water balloon slingshots?
Yeah.
I bet we could have put in some fireworks in those, shot them up into the air. That would have really been something to see.
Yeah, I just don't understand the point, though.
Because it's cooler when it's way up high.
I think it comes down to, I don't understand the point of fireworks.
It's just a spectacle, for spectacle's sake.
Yeah, but this wouldn't have even been a spectacle. I'm skeptical that this would be a spectacle.
No, it would have still been, because we would have really, I mean, if we're already going to shoot up in a catapult, we probably would have, like, I'm like, well, let's make sure this is good. Let's tape a few together.
Yeah, oh, we definitely tape
let's
a few together.
A,
maybe
let's
time
take
together
them apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing that I do like buying from like fireworks stores, which I wish you could get at like every corner store, is fuses.
Yeah.
A fuse is so much fun. I mean, there's nothing as cartoonish as a fuse.
You can't do much with it.
No.
With
but I've gotten like big long fuses, lit them. I mean, not recently, and not like by myself. But like, I've lit big long fuses that aren't going anywhere, and it's still so much.
Wait,
it's even more
wait,
fun.
What?
What? You get a big long fuse and you light, so and then you're like, "Oh no, the bomb's gonna go off. We gotta stop it."
When have you done this? First of all, like, I don't think you've ever done this.
Yeah, I've done it.
And also, it's really sad if you've done that.
No, it's fun. It's no different than a firework. It's just on a smaller scale. It's more intimate.
Do you also, Beavis? Like, do you also just, like, light matches and go like, wow, this is like a very small firework?
Yeah, fire is just like a fun thing to look at, fun thing to be around.
Some of us rightfully fear fire.
I mean, you have to be respectful of it. Don't be an idiot. I'm actually probably...
This isn't something that you can just shoot away with your guns, Tom.
I'm probably...
Fire, like, that usually makes it worse.
Well, you're underestimating my super soaker arsenal. I'm very afraid of fire in general.
Yeah.
That last time we got fireworks, I think I was lighting like a dumb thing. I think that was when we were all at the point of like, let's tie a few things together.
Yeah. And it always gets there. And then your neighbor's station wagon gets its hood dented.
I lit something and then ran away and slipped. And I'm pretty sure gave myself a concussion. I hit the ground.
Oh,
so hard.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of everybody else's weekend.
Well, that's disgusting, Tim. I was out there trying to please everyone, trying to entertain everyone.
No, classic Tom Reynolds fail. We're like, check out the, hey, nice fail.
No, because the thing still went off. I think it was like trying to light multiple things.
Yeah.
And that's when I started getting nervous.
It's not funny, guys. I actually hurt myself.
When I got to...
fail.
When I got to lighting like the fifth thing, it was like, well, that first thing I lit a while ago now, that's about to go off.
Yeah. But you could stand right next to those things.
Yeah, I guess they really weren't dangerous. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm scared of this. I like it, but I'm scared, which is the best way to be. Except when I gave myself like a worse injury than any of these things could have given me.
All right, what else you got, Tom? We're running low on time, so I want to make sure that you get all your dangerous ideas out there.
My list, I have buying fireworks, watching fireworks, lighting fireworks. It should be
these were your notes for this episode?
Buying, then lighting, then watching. That's the order you do it in.
You had them all jumbled up.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like one of these big like fireworks superstores down south? Have you ever been to South of the Border?
No, I've never been there.
Those places are crazy, Tim. You can spend some serious money on fireworks.
Yeah, I don't think I ever would. You know how like you're not you never succumb to the siren song of a casino?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like that with fireworks. I just I have like no. I'm not like, whoa, we can really light up the night sky.
I didn't realize when we were because we used to do the casinos one. Now we're doing this. This should have been branded as the Complete Guide to Everything Summer of Sin.
We could retroactively do that,
and just all the dangerous things you can do during
man.
The summer.
Next week will be cocaine. MDMA.
When I was a kid, my grandparents, one set of grandparents, they retired down in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So we would go down there like almost every summer, every other summer or whatever.
Hey, shout out to my brother. He lives in North Carolina.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot off fireworks, I think we head down there.
He would know then. There's tons of fireworks stores down there.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, like, thinking about it as a kid, like, I always wanted to go to the fireworks store, but, like, that was enough. Like, I didn't...
The
like,
packaging in there is like a feast for the eyes.
Oh, it's overwhelming. And especially, like, at least in North Carolina, it's probably, like, a legal thing where, like, similar to the ABC stores, you know about these?
No, gum that's already been chewed.
No, not gross. Gum that's already been chewed. Like in certain counties, there are liquor stores that are government run.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And one of the things, like one of the government laws because of that, often, I assume in all these places,
government
or they
laws.
Call them package stores, that's another place.
Okay.
Another name for it.
Yeah.
The ABC store is like, they can't have any advertising. So you go inside and it's just like, it looks like somebody like leased a store the day before and then just put all the products they had to sell out like that afternoon and that's it. That's
Sounds
all there is.
Sounds like Soviet Russia, Tom.
It is like Soviet Russia. Like there's no, like everything's like fairly placed on shelves. Like, well, yep, the nice stuff's right next to the cheap stuff, and that's, yeah, we have the same amount of vodka that we do whiskey. Everything has to be fair.
How would you feel if every product was just generic? Everything came in, like, gray boxes. I think I'd like that.
Well, maybe you should move to Soviet Russia, too.
I wish I could, but it's...
It's been dissolved.
Yeah.
You
know what? That... I don't actually want to. Look, I just think...
I don't know. It sounds like you're pretty anti-American.
How
this whole
cool
thing.
Would it be?
This whole episode
from just an experience and like flour, eggs. You know, if you're making a cake and things will just come in gray boxes, and it'll make things easier.
But then you have no idea what the quality is.
You look at the ingredients.
If it's eggs, it's just going to say eggs.
Okay. So what? Because they put
cage free.
Good
are they
quality
organic?
Eggs.
Yeah, good quality eggs.
Can we talk about Bark Thins for 1 second? Do you know about Bark Thins?
Kind of.
You've probably
seen them, but I don't really know what they are.
The healthy food, like the healthy snacks aisle.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretzels or peanuts, or maybe
Cracker
almonds
Jack.
Or something. That like it's just like. And they're covered in chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And but like they say like all natural and non-GMO on the label, and like they're just marketed as like a healthy treat.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all you need to worry about. You can eat as much chocolate and pretzels as
you want. Yeah. And it's like, man, and even in like knowing this intellectually, when I'm at the store, I was like, well, you know, a nice healthy snack, I'll get these Bark Thins.
Oh, these are
How'd they do this? How'd they do it? This is why
$8 for 2 ounces. It must be healthy.
Yeah, it is one of those situations. Sorry, what were we talking about? Fireworks
stores? Oh yeah, the fireworks stores. I think I don't know this for a fact, but I think they're similarly like government run, where they can't put up like advertisements for the fireworks. I think that's why they're all kind of weird looking and just very plain.
Yeah.
And I think that's also why, like, the packaging is nuts.
The packaging is nuts. Do you think it's a full-time job to be a graphic designer for...
no, I think it's like somebody does it in an afternoon. They design all the fireworks packaging.
That'd be a fun afternoon, though.
Yeah.
Because, like...
just go crazy.
Yeah, there's, like, they're never like, well, I don't know. Like, let's take a look. Maybe we should scale this back. They're just like, double it! Put more fucking stars.
Yeah. Make it brighter. Yeah. Put, like, more animals on there. Put some dangerous animals on there so people know that this is, like, a real deal. Like, put some sharks on our package.
Yeah, why do they put animals on? It's just...
And they're always, like, photorealistic animals. Mm-hmm. It's not cartoon characters. It's like, no, here's, like, a real picture of a hammerhead shark on our thing. Or, like, a panther.
Pretty cool. I'd buy, like, posters of... fireworks art. Maybe we should open a store that sells that, Tom, in New York.
Just buy the fireworks, man. It's
you can't sell. You can't buy them in New York.
You can bring them to New York,
and you can't mount it on the wall.
Sure, you can. It'd just be very dangerous. You have to be very careful at all times.
Speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
You had fireworks, as I understand.
Oh, those
it.
Came from North Carolina. Yeah.
What happened?
I bought some fireworks.
How good of a talk show host would I be?
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you had a fun experience with some fireworks in the trunk of your car recently.
Yeah, Tim, I told you during the 5-hour pre-interview that you made me do.
We actually did have what amounted to a 5-hour pre-planning
interview.
For this show.
No, we were just asking each other questions.
Yeah.
This is like 10 years ago, I bought like fireworks in North Carolina.
Like a ton of them.
A ton of them, but like nothing crazy. Like I bought, it was mostly firecrackers.
Firecrackers are the worst.
Yeah.
And Tom, should you even tell this show, this story on this episode?
Why?
Because this is a show about fireworks.
Yeah, you're right.
Not firecrackers.
I think I only bought them because
save
they
that
were
for TCGTE Kids Edition.
They were insanely cheap. It was like a box of 300 of them for like 99 cents. So it's like, well, I'd be an idiot not to buy these.
Yeah.
And then I just had them in my car forever in the trunk of my old car. And I don't know. They were just like back there for like years. And then they like got out of the packaging. So they were just like all over.
If you ever got pulled over, you'd be.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have been in so much trouble. And then like.
Not to mention all the guns.
I didn't have any guns. And then one day I was looking at them. I'm like, oh no, these are all like leaking. And it was right after that episode of Lost where they were handling the dynamite. Remember this?
Yeah,
they
found the Arnst.
They found the old dynamite and then Arnst got blown up.
Yeah.
So then I was like real nervous about it. I was like, I got to get rid of these things, but what am I going to do? So I threw them all in the sewer one day.
Yeah, the not the sewer, the water drain.
Yeah.
Goes with the old storm
water.
Sewer, yeah.
I use one of
that
those.
That goes to the water treatment plant.
Yeah, it gets treated out. I used.
No, you're lucky Pennywise didn't get a hold of this.
Oh, man. I'm unlucky it didn't send him to hell where he belongs.
Yeah.
I used one of those robotic grabber arms to do it, too. You know, those like. Those grabber arms that they sell to old people to get Kansas soup.
And of course
soup.
You have a few of those lying around.
Well, it came in handy when I was disposing dynamite. So I could keep
you
it.
You just said they were firecrackers.
It had the same ingredients. So I could use these to keep it at a safe distance because, as I learned from the television show Lost, they were unstable. So I had to be very careful. That's why I couldn't bring them. I was like, what am I going to do? Put these in the garbage? What if the garbage man gets blown up?
I don't think you understand how fireworks work.
I don't think you've watched that episode of Lost in a while.
I have. I've watched too many episodes of Lost.
Because they were in my trunk.
You were so into Lost. Like, that was the only thing that could have, like, made you jump into any kind of action if, like, Lost made you afraid of something or concerned about something.
Yeah, I was like, I
gotta get rid of this smoke monster in my room.
Yeah.
I see the dangers of this now that I'm watching Lost.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was pretty cool having a smoke monster, but I could see how he can turn on you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Turns out it was Locke all along, right?
Yes. Or, no, kind of.
Oh, the man
he
in
became,
black.
Yeah, he became Locke. The spoke, yeah.
It was cool.
But yeah, that was like, those were like the craziest fireworks I had, which were firecrackers that I don't think I have ever even lit any of them.
Man, what a wuss. On that note, if you like the show,
you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter. At Complete Guide, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on those things at Your Pal Tim.
If you want to email the show, thecompleteguideeverything@gmail.com.
Maybe let's solve some problems next week.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say right now. I'm like, I'm wrapping up the show, God damn it.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to say how you're mad at me for a thing that I didn't even
well,
do.
Well, how else will you know that I'm mad at you?
But why are you mad? You thought I was going to say something.
Yeah,
and then
I had nowhere to put that anger once you didn't do it.
I think you're too quick to anger, Tom.
I think you're too quick to anger, you idiot. You stupid moron.
This is just what we're talking about, Tom.
You can also support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also by checking out tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. And tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get fun weekly mini episodes. And both those things help, all three of those things help the show out. Help old Tim and Tom out.
Yeah.
And if you're in London, come see us.
Oh, heck yeah.
TCGT.com/live. September 15th at 9:30 p.m. as part of the London Podcast Festival. Still tickets. So.
Special guest, Elmo from Sesame Street.
I wouldn't like that.
No, I wouldn't like that either. He's not really going to be there. Well, the real Elmo won't be there.
Yeah.
Maybe a puppet will.
Yeah, I think those were all the things. So you don't have any 4th of July fireworks plans?
I don't. I don't have any 4th of July plans.
I think there have been some emails going amongst our friends.
Have you noticed this about me lately, Tom? I'm really bad at my personal email. Like, I don't respond to any... I don't read my email anymore. How did this happen to me?
You're a millennial.
Yeah, I guess so.
A true millennial now. You're like, send it to me on Snapchat. I'm
cool and young. Yeah. No, but I don't like... Yeah, I gotta shape up, Tom. You know what
shape
the thing
up or
is?
Ship out.
Yeah, I got too much email, and I don't want any of it.
Well, unsubscribe to all those.
I go through and do a purge all the time, but just never works for me. Doesn't this stink life?
Yeah, it sure does. What a interesting way to end the episode.
Who said we're ending it? I wanted to solve some problems.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.